Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Joe, how many diets have you done?
Yeah,
since lockdown started.
Listen,
no,
this is
what the week, Katie,
it's not so hard logic. Victoria, like, if you're doing all the diets, you should lose all the weight.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever changed your mobile phone number to avoid your slimming consultant, then this is the podcast you need with me and my fellow dieters, Joe.
And you both have.
Joe, I've had the same phone number since I was 21. I can block people, though. And Victoria.
I was just about to say, I don't change my number, but I do block and delete.
Groups are back open. And I was the first one to step on the scales.
Welcome to Self-Doubt Day. And that's because I weigh in at Slimming World at 5 o'clock this evening. And I find out whether what I've done over the last 5 months has been enough. And if you're anything like me, you will never be satisfied with how hard you have worked at something. Like, there's always a side of me that questions if I am good enough. Have I done enough? Have I been good enough? Have I worked hard enough? Have I tried hard enough? And that really is proper niggling at me today. And I'm a little bit apprehensive about what that swing could do. So I feel like an acceptable swing would be, like, pounds-wise, anything up to 4 pounds. Because bearing in mind, when you weigh yourself on one side of the kitchen to the next, it can swing 3 or 4 pounds. So I feel like pounds-wise, I can deal with the swing. What I won't be able to deal with is if that stone bracket changes, if it goes up. Because I've made in my mind such a big deal of getting down to that number, seeing that number for the first time in such a long time. And I know that I will always know that I could have done more. Like, that's the most frustrating thing. And I know this is forever. And I know the reasons in my mind why I want to lose the weight. And it's not just for vanity purposes. Although I do like my cheekbones. It's obviously for health reasons in the current climate too. So back from weighing. That was an experience. It was really lovely to see people, see familiar faces. Now, I've had official weigh-in. If I go on the home scales now, I can see what the difference is. And there is a difference.
Ooh. Oh, my God. This is like the When Joe Gets Back from America episode for me. I'm dying to find out.
Let's sort out some rules then.
Yes.
Right. So, before lockdown, you'd lost, according to our records
and the official Slimming World records,
17 pounds.
Yes.
That was up until lockdown. So what we want from you, Katie, is what you've lost during lockdown.
During lockdown.
So since the 17 pound loss, or gain, what have you gained? And this was 19th of March, the last time you officially
weighed. Had a
weigh-in. So since 19th of March, sock it to us.
Right, since the 19th of March throughout lockdown, I have lost 6.5 pounds.
Yay!
Oh,
which means in 2020... I have now lost 23.5 pounds.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's amazing. It's so close to 2 stone.
I know. But the best thing is I'm now 0.5 pound away from my Club 10 award.
Oh, bitches.
Which means that's, and for those of you that don't do Slimming World, that is 10% of your start weight.
Yes.
That's what you've lost.
Fantastic.
That's amazing.
So that's what you've actually done. This is so good during lockdown. To lose 0.5 pound during lockdown is amazing. Because we all know what we've been through. And we all know that for the first 3 months, We didn't even know what scales were.
No one cared.
So how do you feel? This is great.
I do feel great. I was having a massive wobble on Monday. Like, I just was questioning myself. Like, how, you know, obviously.
But darling,
like,
you've got cheekbones. You know you
I mean, I have definitely got cheekbones. But it was more, I've loads of our listeners messaged in and they were fabulous. Like, you know, you are more than a number. And I completely get that. But then I'm not just doing this to feel good about myself, not just losing weight for the aesthetic of it. Like, I genuinely have a belief that we do all have a responsibility in this current climate to look after ourselves properly. And I know we like to have a laugh on this podcast and you know, there is no shame in a game, and there really isn't any shame in a game. But there's one thing that we can do to help protect ourselves going forward. And obesity is a big problem in COVID. Like, it has been scientifically proven that, you know, I think it's something like 40% more chance of mortality among those who are obese. And I do not want to put myself at any greater risk than I need to. I have to think about the bigger picture, about going forward, about what's important for me, my family, etc., etc.
You're being, like, very Boris Johnson.
Don't dare that. but like, Victoria and I have had this conversation, like, separately, and like, we both worry about our parents as well. And I've had this chat this weekend with Mum, and it was a very difficult conversation to have with her. But I basically just said, like, you can make sure that you're putting yourself in a good position going forward. So that's the driving force behind this right now. I mean, like I said, I do like having cheekbones.
She's still looking great, guys.
I'm wearing a maxi skirt today, which is cinching my waist in. I've got a waist, for fuck's sake.
I know, we've seen the pictures.
6.5 pounds.
Yes, in lockdown.
During lockdown. So here's the big thing then for me. There is a difference on the at-home scales and the club scales.
Similar scales, yeah.
Go on.
I decided that I wasn't going to weigh this week, so I didn't, because I didn't want to sort of, like, get in my own head.
No.
So I weighed at Slimming World, and I weighed what I weighed, and then I got on the scales at home on the exact same spot on my kitchen floor that I've been weighing in for the past 3 months, 4 months, and I weighed a pound heavier.
At home?
At home, right. Yeah. So it's
not a big difference, though.
No, it's not huge. That's
not
interesting.
Too bad.
No. So, but then we all know.
Because I think I'll probably be about 10 pounds.
Really? Is that what you're thinking? So it fell in my favour. But yeah, home scales are nearer than I thought they would be to the actual Slimming World scales.
That's interesting, actually.
It really is interesting, yeah. And have you, what about the stone bracket? I'm still in the right stone bracket,
so that's not bugging me up.
Did you get any awards?
I should have an award, so I should be having a stone certificate and stone sticker,
yeah,
and a stone and a half certificate. And
oh my god,
that's amazing! Really, oh my god, when was the last time you had these?
I fuck knows, actually. I weighed my heaviest.
Down to which club were you at?
Well, I was at the same one, but this was like two or three clubs ago.
Yeah,
I weighed my heaviest in May 2017, and I got a 2-stone award then. But because I was so much bigger than I was when I started this weight, like, that was quite easier to do.
Sure.
So now, yeah. I mean, oh God, if I had a stone, but then if I'd kept that weight, a bit of me is like, oh, for fuck's sake, because I would have had four stone by now.
Well, ifs and buts.
So we're doing 2-stone till Christmas.
Yeah.
From now.
So
no!
When is it for you?
No. Well, 2-stone for Christmas is in 2020 for me.
What? From
this year.
No, when did we start the 2-stone for Christmas campaign?
It was the beginning of
lockdown.
I don't
know, we need to go back and look.
It was the start of lockdown.
Right, so you've lost 6.5 pounds.
The fuck that? That's not fair.
Well, I don't know what the bloody rules are anymore.
Oh. They do change every week. So
they do.
It's true.
So, yeah.
Well, well done,
thank you very much.
Well done.
You can
That's
see,
amazing.
I feel like you're effervescent, despite your Boris Johnson moment. I feel like you're very effervescent.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Well done, darling.
Thank you.
We'll get you
Are you going to be a bit kinder to yourself now?
Yeah, I think so. Well, maybe. I mean,
yes,
it's hard to change the habit of 37 years, but yeah.
We'll get there, darling. So you're the only one actually thinking about this that's been back to a group.
Yeah.
Because I'm not back yet. Victoria's not back till 2024. So how was it? Like, have we got anything to worry about? What are we...
So absolutely nothing to worry about. It's obviously smaller, but I feel like fewer people are going back anyway.
Yes.
So There's social distancing measures in place. They've even got the little Slimming World markers, which show two metres apart, obviously branded. And they've got Slimming World screens. So there's the people behind the pay station, people behind the weigh station. Like for my group, we are doing transactions in a different room to actual meetings. So you're separate if you want to weigh and go or stay for the meeting. There's obviously a maximum number of people that can stay to the meeting and they're all socially distanced. There's hand sanitizer. People are wearing masks and visors. I mean, it was fucking boiling hot on Monday, but we all did it and it was fine.
Like, that's my worry. I think it might be too hot for me to go.
No,
Katie,
you're going.
What did you wear?
I wore jeans.
Did you?
I wore jeans and I wore a long sleeve t-shirt. I took my belt. I had a belt on that day, but I took it off.
Yeah, that's
because I thought that's grammage.
Yeah, sensible.
I mean, that could have been this swing.
Because remember, you've always got leggings in hand if you go in jeans.
Yeah, for next week.
Yeah, good. But yeah, well, it sounds okay then. Yeah,
it was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine. And there's zero to worry about.
Apart from what it says on the scales. Well, no, that's a joke.
Not if you have been
behaving
yourself.
She's back.
There we go. And honest. Time to move on to excuse of the week. And this one's coming from Charlotte. She says she heard it in her Zoom meeting and it was, I had my hair extensions put back in. So I think it's why I maintained.
Yeah,
I think that's true.
Somebody we know had hair extensions the other day.
Yeah.
And really long, heavy, really heavy.
Yeah.
She's had them taken out since because they were weighing down and so heavy.
Did she
go
back to Slimming World?
And so I wonder if, genuinely wonder if hair extensions could add on £4.
£4 is a lot.
Well, I know it is, but these
how
are
how much
heavy.
Hair are you talking?
She had really long hair when she had them done.
Okay.
And now she's had them taken out. Well, we should have got her to weigh them. Oh, my God.
That's what I mean. I think we need somebody who has hair extensions to weigh them for us.
Get your hair on that scale and let us know.
I mean, we've got our boobs on scales before. Hair's so much better.
A reminder, if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get 4 extra portions episodes, tutorial videos, an exclusive sticker. And when you join, also you get access to our Zoom meetings. And our next one is tonight.
Hooray!
And the prizes to be won include £100. Tonight's Zoom meeting is quite special because I'll be hot-footing it back from Cadbury World with the children. And obviously none of that brown goodness would have gone past my lips.
Well, we'll do cheekbone watch tonight. Katie's still got cheekbones. We know that she's stayed off the chalk.
Failed Cadbury World spectacular.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/secretslimpod. That's patreon.com/secretslimpod. Or you can download the Patreon app in the App Store. Now, before we move on to the next weigh-in, we've heard from several of you again this week at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. And you can also join our Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook. That means you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Sarah Crawford says, Scottish members of Slimming Clubs have had a reprieve. Nicola has realised we've been lying to our consultants and need a few more weeks to get to the correct weight. Scotland isn't moving into phase 4 till at least the middle of September. Yay, Scotland.
Is that where...
Moving to Scotland.
Yeah, I was going to say, Victoria, is that where you're going to start going group?
Yeah, exactly. Zoe Lloyd says, I've been doing Team RH for 2 weeks and lost 7 pounds.
Oh.
I had a message off my old Slimming World leader yesterday asking if I was going back to class because I need to book in. Why did I feel so scared telling her, no thanks? I put my big girl pants on this morning and told her that I was now calorie counting and strength training and I'd lost more in 2 weeks than I ever lost with Slimming World. Fair play. She replied with a well done.
Now, what do we know what team
RH? I've never heard of it. Well, I've seen people post about it. Isn't it like diet and exercise? Boo. Exercise.
Well, this sounds like the right diet for me.
Oh, God. No, don't start again. Have you managed to find yourself a dealer? Yes. She's on the Cambridge diet for now. Don't introduce anything else for now. Team RH. What would RH stand for?
I don't know.
For?
Can anyone
but
tell
calorie,
us?
Calorie counting's similar to what you're doing, though,
yeah.
Katie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing all of them. I'm calorie counting. I'm doing everything. Does anybody know Team? I'm willing to try it if anybody knows what Team RH is.
Right, okay.
Without even knowing what it is, you're willing to try it.
£7 in a week. It's got my name all over it.
Donna Dyer says, I'm finally going on holiday for the first time in 12 months after the most stressful 4 months at work. I shall not be pulling a Victoria and I'll probably need to lose 3 stone by Christmas.
Yeah, interesting. I like it when you go on holiday and you write a stone off before you go. You just go, oh, no, that's fine.
To be honest, I think at the moment, I think everyone should go extra on their holidays. Absolutely. If they're going away, just, yeah, go extra.
Rachel Grange says, I'm about to go and walk up a fucking mountain with the dog and two small children and a husband. Permission to eat all the food and drink all the wine when we get home. Permission granted. Approved.
Original Fifi, I just heard my message on your podcast. Can I have a sticker, please? Which will be displayed very proudly next to my Target member sticker, which is no longer valid.
I'm glad she put that in there because that was a humble brag.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
But not anymore. It's over. She's a paying customer now.
And Emily Ball says, 5 days off plan for the first time since Christmas. Wow, that's good going.
That is really is, yeah.
Maybe that's the least she's done 5 days off plan, though.
Yes, maybe,
four,
yeah.
4 or 5 months. It was to celebrate finishing college for the year, and I'm sat enjoying some pizza before starting again on the Fast 800 tomorrow. My mum looks at me and says, when are you getting back on your diet? You haven't half porked out. I don't want you to get fat again. If that's not saying it, as it is, I don't know what is. Back to crying into a salad tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Do you know, this reminds me of somebody when I got my 2-stone award once, and they said to me, the first thing they said to me was this, oh, just make sure you just don't put it all back on again. Yeah.
Fucking
horrific.
Hell.
Absolutely horrific. Yeah. Awful.
Did you cry into a rum instead of a salad?
Yeah, sure. I did, yeah. A bottle, actually.
Yeah, good for you.
Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast will receive an exclusive Guest Is Now Dieting sticker to show off at your next group. If and when you decide to go back, they are open. They opened this week. You need to go back. All right, just get in touch with your name and address. All right, let's get another update. This one is from Jo.
Home and showered after the Couch to 5K, week 8, run 2. Just remind you of that. So I'm not back at group this week because my leader is on holiday, which is bloody brilliant. Mm. Here's the thing, and I wonder whether anybody else does this. I noticed over the weekend I had two very different days food-wise. And that was because of clothes that I was wearing. So Saturday, I was in a dress and it was loose fitting and baggy. And I felt quite slim in it. So I ate more. Sunday, I put some shorts on and they were quite tight around the old waist, and it made me go, oh no, I need to lose a few pounds here, stone, but you know, pounds. And so I ate less because I was in tighter clothes. Just thinking, is it the maxi dress that's been our lockdown downfall?
Maxi dress, yes. Lockdown downfall. Haven't we all been living in our pyjamas though?
Well, I'm a bit more glam than you, obviously. it's true though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is true.
I think there is something to this, yeah, absolutely.
So, question, are we all going to start the tight clothes diet? We wear something that gives us, not massively, so it's uncomfortable, but minimal muffin top. That's right. What we'll call it, the minimal muffin top tight clothes diet. And then when you get to the freezer and your hand goes onto the Magnum, you go, oh, no, and you're bending over and you go, oh, no, I can barely bend in these jeans. And then that is almost like a reminder that you need to have a salad instead.
Right.
You can buy... somebody tell me what this diet is called, because you can buy, like, it's essentially a piece of string. Right.
And you can buy a piece of string.
Yeah, you tie whatever it is, whatever it's made of. You tie it round your waist, yeah. Right? Just so that you can just breathe in it. And then Yeah. And then as you're going through the day, because it's tight around your waist, you can feel it.
Yeah.
It reminds you to get out of the drive-through queue. It's like it's a similar sort of thing.
Isn't that not just a belt?
Sure, a belt would also work.
Look, a belt on your jeans? Victoria, not doing the same thing.
You don't know Jo as well as I do. What Jo is thinking now is she wants to get a Secret World of Slimming Club's branded piece of rope
string
that our listeners can have around their waists. and say that it's her diet.
Yeah. This reminds me way too much of Target Waste, and we all know how epically failed that was for all of us.
Can I just remind people I have achieved that?
Yeah,
actually.
Katie's doing that.
Oh, no one cares.
I have done
but
that.
For me and Joe, it failed.
I will also care about that once I've done it.
Once you've done it. Yeah. Also, I mean, I'd love to join in, but there's not much of my clothes which are tight.
Oh, God.
I mean,
here we go. She's back to herself. Mopey Katie has left the building.
Well, I mean, I just say, if anybody wants to join me in the tight clothes diet, let's see how we do for a week.
No.
I can barely breathe in these jeans.
Right. You're going back, though, next week, next Monday.
Yeah, Monday I'm going back. Okay. So that, for me, will be, because I've not been getting on scales.
No.
So it's a real... This is
exciting.
You claim you've not got on scales, but you don't have that air of panic that I would expect from somebody who hasn't weighed themselves for 5 months.
Yeah, I don't know if I care. That's why. Because I think, like, I can't do anything about it now, can I? So,
well, you are. You're on the Cambridge diet.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't do anything about what's happened before.
No.
You know, if I've lost one stone or two, we'll just see. You know,
oh my gosh. How is the Cambridge diet going now you've got yourself a dealer, Joe?
I'm doing it. Drinking a lot of shakes. I've had a breakfast smoothie today, which is amazing.
That you made with water?
Yeah, I made with water. It was very creamy, though. I don't know what's in it. Anyway, guys, it's full of nutrition, and that's all any of you lot need to know. It's full of nutrition. And yeah, let's wait and see what happens on Monday.
Yeah.
Do you think, because this is the last time I'll see you then, isn't it?
So
both of you, be kind. Do you think I've maintained, lost or put on during lockdown?
I mean, I'm just going to go back to the Magnum diet for a minute.
Magnum diet, which was a bloody treat, guys. Remember those summer months?
Joe, how many diets have you done since lockdown started?
Listen, this is not hard logic.
Victoria,
like, if you're doing all the diets, you should lose all the weight. I don't even know why that doesn't make sense to me.
There was one time in her life where you were doing three diets. It was the Magnum diets, Weight Watchers and Slimming World, all in one.
Yeah, that lasted 2 days, let's be honest.
What else we had? The Fast 800 that she was on for a little while.
I did that. I was good on that.
Oh, Weight Watchers. Yeah, Weight Watchers,
Slimming World. Michael Mosey's Fast 800, Calorie Counting.
Exercise. Oh, didn't you do, what was the Adele one with the juice?
Oh, no, that. I mean, that was just a sip of something green. That wasn't...
That was the shortest known diet. It lasted less than a sip.
Didn't even last a mouthful.
It really didn't, did it? So do you think I've maintained, put on or lost since March?
Genuinely, I feel like you've edged a loss. I'm not saying you've lost anything to get a certificate.
Fucking hell!
What a bitch!
But I genuinely do feel like, because you've done the running and like you've
I'm never on those streets.
I do see Joan every day at work, and your jeans do hang off your bottom like most days, not all the days.
Because I've got that, and that is a bit of one of those weird things. Because I've got no arse. I've actually got no meat on it. It's wide. I would say it's wide, but you know the cheeks that hold up clothes. I don't have any cheeks that are the ledge for a waistband.
God.
I don't. It's a fact. That's why they're hanging off me.
I can't even remember what you look like. It's been so long.
Well, Victoria, we'll find out on Monday.
Can I applaud you for going back as well?
I'm going to go middle of the road, and I'm going to say you've maintained.
Okay. Every week we're taking nominations for a hero. This is somebody who has gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Tati Naja says, I had a lovely chat with the checkout lady in Waitrose the other day about how everyone in our house loves sushi. Then proceeded to lie about my two teenage children who don't exist just to justify buying about 80 pieces of the stuff.
This is my favourite part of the podcast now. I love it.
I mean, I swear that's going quite far.
I mean,
isn't
we're
it?
Proper paranoid if we're lying about a relatively healthy dish. Sushi's not too bad, is it?
No.
Health-wise,
not
at all.
I mean,
okay.
80 pieces of sushi.
Sure, she's having a party, doesn't matter. Well,
yeah, but party for one, they're my favourite kind.
You've got a party's one thing. Making up two teenage children is quite something else.
Yeah, it's detailed.
I feel like this does cross a slight line.
And we applaud that line.
Well done.
Well done, yeah.
Right, it's time for our last weigh-in or update of the podcast. This is from Victoria.
I am just in the car because my dad has stopped off at a supermarket to get some snacks, and I'm not going in because I don't need snacks, and I'm being good because I'm on plan in August. Was not on plan yesterday though, when we went to the seaside, and I did have chips with a battered sausage, obviously. Shame. And I had ice cream, but instead of three scoops this time, guys, I've done really well. I only had two.
Hello.
And I had bubblegum and coconut, and it was lovely. But up until yesterday, yep, from the 4th of August, when I started my plan for this month, I've been a really good girl. I've been completely on it, not tempted, not even had a drink, which, you know, is a big thing for me. And yeah, I'm feeling good. Oh, and regarding groups, I have decided to not go back until September, and what I'm no longer ghosting my consultant anymore. We are talking. She's forgiven me. We are all friends. It's fine. So my first weighing back at group will be Tuesday, the 1st of September.
Wow.
Which means I could potentially come off plan for August. Because, I mean, I've got a few weeks before I get weighed, right?
What do you mean come off plan for August?
I was going to say, we're 12 days in. She's at for eight. So for two-thirds of August, she's been on plan for.
Sure, that's fine, guys. Come on, this is me. Okay. I can pull this back. Any opportunity.
Victoria, we've got to stop calling it on plan for August.
Yeah.
What you've got to call it now is on plan for some of August.
On plan for half of the week.
And two scoops instead of three, I think, is a step forward.
Right.
If I was a consultant, I would be saying that it's a step forward, right. And well,
yeah,
done.
Yeah.
The fact you chose bubblegum flavour ice cream upsets me more than you'll ever know.
Mm.
Oh, it's my favourite,
easy
though. Yeah, I love it. And bubblegum vodka, which it probably isn't a shock.
It made me think I was 6 years old, I think, again. However, do endorse the coconut ice cream. Let me know where you got it from.
Skegness. Sorry.
Are you going to stay on plan for the rest of August then? Because you sounded like you were in doubt then.
Well, I mean, guys, look, I now things are back open and we've got the eat out to help out. Yeah, I feel like this is an opportunity not to be missed. So there could be chances that every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for the rest of the month, I will be eating out to help out. Yeah. And then next weekend, I am away with my friend for a whole weekend, so lots of gin will be consumed.
What big sweeping statements this woman makes at the beginning of, well, actually last month when she made all these statements about being on planning
that
August.
She made once.
So hang on. You say you're not going back to group until the 1st of September.
Yeah,
however, is that because you, like you've just said, you plan on eating out 3 out of 7 days a week and you're going to spend an entire weekend with a friend?
I'm a busy girl, guys. I can't fit group into this.
Yep.
I just think it's my responsibility now to just help the economy.
Sure.
And if that means eating out, then that means eating out. Now, and that means coming off a diet. I'll do it.
The guy, Sparky, who's on I Secretly Recording My Boyfriend podcast, and he went out to eat out to help out the other day and had a salad. So I don't know how you feel
about
it. Did
he?
Yes, he did.
No, I don't think that's possible. I don't think that comes under the deal.
It looked like it had half a ton of dressing on it.
I was going to say.
Wrong,
yeah, but I think it's all like burgers and pizzas.
Is it only burgers in your area?
Yeah, I feel it is,
as well, you're going to have to make the most of this, as in, like, go heavy. So,
here we go, trying to sabotage. I mean, it's half price. We're in a recession. Get back out there, guys. Well, listen, good luck.
So, yeah, so, I mean, we'll see. Well, do you know what, guys? I always say, we'll just see what happens when I step on the scales on the 1st of September.
We can't.
And do you know what? There's no more hiding behind home scales anymore.
There isn't.
No. There isn't. I'm going to have to face my fears. Fine. And then get really drunk afterwards.
Get on the scales really pissed. Really, really pissed. And that's the Ashton.
Oh, great idea.
Deals with that.
Great idea.
Right, now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations. This one's coming from Sam Bright. And they say, I'd like to nominate my partner, who is a skinny goon. He can eat whatever he wants and never puts weight on. I look at a cake and gain a stone. We took the dog for a walk, and while walking past the bakery, he said, I've got some cash. Come on. Obviously, I couldn't say no. He bought the highest chunk of carrot cake for me and then bought himself a skinny latte.
Wow.
I'm the only one in the house who likes carrot cake, and as I hate waste, of course, I ate the whole thing.
It's unbelievable what the partners will do to sabotage our diet. And they call it love, and it ain't love.
But surely carrot cake, though. Surely carrot, that, I mean, that makes it healthy.
Sure, no sugar and icing on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, the sugar, the butter,
yeah.
Everything else.
Let's forget about that.
I'll get one of them on my eat out thing, though.
Yeah.
Right, before we crown this week's Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your messages at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook.
Tracy Connolly says, there's lots of talk on your podcast about pretending to order for someone to justify ordering two things. I actually did order this donut for my daughter today, but she came home from school and threw a fit on the floor because she couldn't have unlimited Netflix. She's six. This was the point I decided I deserved it more. She's now asleep and I'm hiding upstairs eating it. Hashtag no shits given.
Hashtag not my calories.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
I feel like I am this daughter.
As a mother, yes, you are.
Kate says, emotional eating. I could feel the need building up, so I thought I would be smart. Rather than going for real chocolate, I decided to consume my body weight in Slim Fast chocolate bars. What evil do they put in these things? Just about to start a night shift with so much wind in my gut, I'm afraid of naked flames or sharp objects that could pop said gut and send me stratospheric. Help! Oh, wow.
Right, yes, is what I'm going to say to that. Having been on Slim Fast, yes, those chocolate bars do give you the worst wind.
Do they?
Yeah, you know, the hi-fi bars as well. You know when you sit in group at Slimming World and you watch Mavis devour the pack of six? Mavis is shitting through the eye of a needle the next day because they are not just windy pops. They're also like, this is some sort of diuretic in him because Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're the new Scambram.
Have you tried also sugar-free sweets? Definitely. Is it Sula or Sulo or something like that?
Mm.
Those ones give you the trumps. And Weight Watcher old gummies. Like they used to have a whole pack for like half a point when I was doing Weight Watchers all those many centuries ago. And again, the same thing.
Well, why we need them back? If it's going to, you know, help us shift a bit.
Well, it doesn't make you very popular with the opposite sex.
What about that?
Right, Kirsty says, I need to let you know the universe is telling me to quit Slimming World. My second consultant in 3 months has quit, and I haven't even met the most recent guy in real life, just on Zooms. Then, to top it all off, I walk past an advert for a Cambridge diet dealer.
Oi, come on.
As Joe would say, is that another message from the stars showing me the next direction to go in?
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is. Full of nutrition, guys. Nutritionally balanced. Do get your right vitamins every day.
How many do you have to have a day? Is it every meal?
Yeah. Well, yes. The official Cambridge line.
Right, here we go.
Depending on your height, weight, medical conditions, 3 or 4 products a day.
Mm-hmm. How many are you having?
Well, it depends what day. What day? Which day? Let's talk about today.
Today.
3 or 4.
Okay. What else are you eating?
That's it.
Sure.
It's 800 calories.
I feel like you've been really suspicious about this diet. I feel like you're not being truthful.
The Cambridge diet make magnums, do they?
I don't. Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't have a magnum the other day. I had a Haagen-Dazs cookies and cream lolly.
Well, that's all right then, isn't it?
I mean, that's slightly different, isn't it?
But you asked me about today. I'm just saying I'll have 4 products today.
Great. Yeah, I knew you weren't being truthful when you mentioned about this bloody diet.
Also, what I'm intrigued about is the vast number of people. When we started this podcast, it was the majority who listened to us on Slimming World.
Yeah.
Or Slimming World Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
Now, we've thrown so many different diets into the mix.
I know, I'm confused.
Fast 800, the Cambridge diet, the RH diet, which we've mentioned on this week's as well.
Yeah, which I'm excited about trying.
But also, they've made a TV programme about the Fast 800 now.
Yeah.
So, I feel like we're like absolute trendsetters.
Totally, darling.
We need to be snapped up by somebody.
Sure. Matcha, for one.
That's another one you did.
Right then, those people who've messages, you guys have got an exclusive guest who's nailed dieting sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. And by some absolute fucking miracle, I won it last week.
Which is crazy because you actually only deserved it this week.
I mean, I've actually deserved it all the way through lockdown. Let's be perfectly honest, bitches.
Do you not remember those weeks where you were downloading the Just Eat app and ordering pizzas?
Yeah, and telling us to order.
We've not forgotten.
Well, now I'm a pizza pitta kind of girl.
Oh, oh she's making her own 300 with a calories wrap. Bloody hell. So you get to choose.
Yeah, I do.
It's exciting.
Right, ladies, pitch away.
Well, you can see how much I'm trying. Now, you may say to yourself, Joe...
Where can we see that
guys,
evidence?
Guys, I've given you a new diet today, the tight clothes diet.
Right.
You can see that I'm trying desperately to lose weight. And you can see that one of us isn't. So you make your hand up.
Okay, Katie, right, you know how much I love a drink, and there have been many times when I've sent pictures of drinks to you, drinking them, and I think it should be rewarded that I've not had a drink in a week.
It's so interesting, isn't it?
You know that's a big thing for me.
You know she wants to give it to herself, Victoria.
Well, I absolutely do want to give it to herself. The only person that deserves it in this podcast episode is me. But what I will say is, like, one thing going forward from this... I've got what's waiting on my mind is one of you is biting the bullet and going back to group next week.
Thank you. She right. is.
The other one is putting it off for as long as possible.
Yeah,
which is making me think. Hang on. So what did you do last month? Because you said 4 pounds last week.
Yeah.
Did you really gain 4 pounds in July? Was there more?
More.
Yeah. I promise you. I genuinely did. It was just four. Right, okay. I promise.
But still, the doubt that's there.
I wouldn't lie
in your mind,
to you guys. I'm honest. I'm an honest person. Wouldn't lie. Not lie passes my lips ever.
Right. Well, this week I'm going to give it to Victoria.
Fucking hell. And
right, the reason behind this is 100% Victoria. I feel like Victoria is honest about what she's putting in her mouth because she's right. She does message me when she's drinking alcohol. She sends me pictures of. Mm-hmm. I mean, she sends me pictures of fish and fucking chips when I'm sat craving nothing but
potato
right now.
I would never do that, Katie.
But at least I know what's going in her mouth. Joe, I've got no idea. You say you have shakes, some days.
Smoothie this morning, four,
and then you chop in that you've had Haagen-Dazs ice cream. Drop that on us.
Where was the picture of the Haagen-Dazs ice cream on our Instagram?
Guys, why are you following me 24/7? Just trust me. trust me.
Well, what I'm going to say is, good luck next week. I'm really hoping that this spurs you on to give yourself a kick of the backside ahead of weighing next Monday. Because what an achievement it will be if all three of us, in this time of shite, ended lockdown with a substantial amount of weight loss.
Something good has to come from it. Surely.
Let's hope none of us let the team down.
Well, it's going to be you. It's going to be somebody.
Right, you may or may not agree with us, or you might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. I mean, in fairness, I'll get it above anyone else, but whatever. Get in touch with us. Try and convince me on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. If you rate and review this podcast, it helps us, and those clicks of your phone will help you burn calories. So, whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.